This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
All right, back in the Fan Run Studios. Cameron Black, Draven Fine, Hayden Wallen, Charlie Collier.
You busted in here, Hayden. Jeez.
Eat the buzzer. Back on here this Friday.
Friday.
It's a great looking Friday, too, out there. It's a nice day. End of the week, getting you to the end of the work week. Try to help you get a little bit closer to the weekend here. How's everybody doing today? Draven, how are you?
Doing good.
Weekend coming up for you and Charlie tomorrow.
You know, big weekend coming up for Draven and Chuck as well, like you said. So yeah, excited about that. Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I am. I'm ready for the weekend. Having a good day. Actually off work today, so I don't know what to do with myself, but it'll probably be nice. It'll probably be nice from what I hear. So, looking forward to that, but yeah, I'm doing good. Can't complain. How are you, Hayden?
I mean, I'm here.
He is here.
Okay.
Sometimes that's all you can
probably
ask.
The most positive you've been this
week. Yeah, it really was. Love to hear
it. Did your sister win her last softball game ever?
No, they lost. It's double elimination.
Okay, so she's got another one.
They're going to get killed tonight.
did you go out there and put too much pressure on her? Is that what it was?
Well, she saw you in the crowd and just couldn't perform.
I mean, it is, you know, you driving all the way out there. I do think it increases a little bit.
Over 2.5 hours away.
That's
what position she play?
Catcher.
Yeah. Family dedication.
She threw two people out.
Okay.
So she had a good game in the field, but not hitting. Mm. It probably was because, I don't know. There is correlation there. She's only.
We got to just determine if there's causation, though.
Well, before last night, she only struck out one time all year. And she struck out twice last night.
Oh,
hey, you're never allowed to watch
your show. Yeah, I was about
to say.
Don't ever go back up there. Put too much pressure on the poor gal.
How are you today, Charlie? I'm assuming I kind of know, but how are you?
My brain's feeling kind of fuzzy, honestly. I don't really understand it. But other than that, fantastic as always.
Love to hear it. It's a long week. It's been a long week for you. That's probably what it is. You've been doing double duty. So that could be a little bit of it. A little fatigue.
Maybe I just need some food.
Maybe that probably helped too, huh? Yeah. Food's always nice. But, all right, what is the sports story of the day today?
Anything? Chuck?
Anybody got anything?
Honestly, I don't even remember what we just talked about on the Blitz. Like, that's how little is going on in sports right now.
I do like the, I don't know if I like it, but I guess we got to talk about the whole Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather going at each other a little bit. I guess that was kind of maybe the story of the day.
I really hope Floyd just beats the mess out that kid.
I'm so over this.
I'm tired of him, man.
Chuck, I think you made a great point on the Blitz. Like, this is all fake. Isn't this all fake? Like, what are we doing?
That he's already selling, like, I got your hat and merch.
That's
like,
what I'm
he
saying.
He definitely just told Floyd Mayweather, like, hey, here's the plan. I'm going to take your hat. I'm going to make a TikTok. And then you're going to get really pissed off. And then I'm going to sell some merch, and you're going to get a cut.
And, like, I don't watch a lot of boxing. I haven't watched a lot of boxing. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those guys, like most people, I feel like, who, you know, watch a big fight every now and then, might get together with some people, watch the big ones or whatever. But, like, for me, like, this is kind of getting ridiculous, right? Like, I imagine, like, somebody trying to do this with, like, football or basketball or another sport where you just have basically celebrities being able to compete against, you know, these professional athletes. Like,
yep.
This just seems like completely taking away from the sport. And I know that's being said here and there, but like, this has gotten to a new extreme, man.
Chad Ozenko.
Exactly. Mm. Like, ooh,
oh, who's he trying to fight now?
He is fighting. The same. He's on the undercard.
Really? Okay, I haven't seen the whole undercard yet.
It does not say
yet.
Who he's fighting. It just says Chad Ozenko is fighting.
And I get it. Like, people are going to go watch Chad Ozenko fight. Like, that's going to be money. There's going to be money involved in that. But, like,
yep.
When do we get to the point where it's like, man, this isn't even the sport anymore? We're just...
They're deserving boxers in the sport that should be getting these fights, but they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. And why is it? Is it just the stunts these guys pull? Is it just the publicity they circle around grabbing Floyd Mayweather's hat?
The only thing that matters is that green, baby. You got to chase the
bag.
Yeah,
if you got the money to offer it up, they'll come out and do it. And I guess the difference here, too, is just like they're able to do these weird matchups because they're not taking into like normal boxing rules, like, you know, like size. You know, everybody usually matches up in different weight classes, stuff like that. They're going a little fluctuating that a ton. But
do people not realize, like, this just seems so fabricated? Like, this seems just all so made up?
Yeah. Oh, man, I was hoping Floyd was about to just catch him in the street, though, and just end it there.
it got a little wrestle match there for a minute with when he took the hat. Kind of got
honestly,
a little crazy.
That's one of my pet peeves is when people try to take your hat.
Yeah.
That actually like really gets to me.
I like hats a ton. I will probably go to jail if someone takes my hat.
Not snatch my hat at like a bar out somewhere, anything. That's not a good idea. Like, don't do that.
Unless
to
you're looking for free smoke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hand it out.
Is it like that? Because I don't wear a lot of hats myself.
I wear a lot of hats.
I wear a hat
I don't know
every
what it is. It's just. It's a disrespect thing. It's you know, I wouldn't put it on the level of, like, being spit on. You know, that's probably up there, like, top tier disrespect.
I mean, I'll probably just spit on you back.
That's how you're treating it?
Ooh, I'd be...
I feel like that is
the most
disrespect.
That's like fighting on sight. Yeah. If you spit on me, I'm probably swinging. That's a big no. That's a big no.
Actually, yeah, no. Now I just imagine someone spitting on me. And
somebody just, like, spitting in your face? Like, you gotta just...
That's the fastest way to go. Yeah. From upright to the floor in less than
absolutely.
5 seconds.
Hats up there, too, though. It's just one of those things where it's just disrespect. It's one of your personal items, and somebody just like, oh, see, look, I can big boy you and take your hat.
Can somebody explain to me, though, why it's, like, Jake doing this? Shouldn't it be Logan, like, up in his face? Like,
I don't even know which one is
I don't
which
know
anymore
which
who's fighting.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
I cannot keep track. Which one is fighting Floyd Mayweather?
Logan, right? Or am I wrong?
Take the hat? I don't know what's going on.
No, Jake
I
Paul.
I think Jake's the one fighting
Is Jake the one? He's not fighting
him,
right?
Is Jake the good one or the...
I don't know.
They're both good. They're both
good
fighters. What are we talking about?
I think Logan got beat the first time, didn't he?
No, none of them.
I thought he lost his first fight.
Right?
I think it's Jake is the one that...
Jake's the one that's undefeated. I'm pretty sure
Logan. Logan. Logan Paul's fighting Floyd Mayweather, but it was Jake Paul the one that took his hat. So I guess they're just like...
Which one's older?
Logan, I'm pretty sure.
Which one's the one that got in trouble in Japan?
Logan. And I believe Floyd brought that up, didn't he? Yeah.
Okay, so that means he's fighting Logan.
Yes, he's fighting Logan Paul.
Oh, this
and
came
Jake
out
Paul's
like 3 hours ago,
guy.
Too. Jake Paul has been banned from attending the fight on June 6th.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's just not going to actually happen.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, take his birthday away?
Okay, I thought Jake was the one. I keep mixing them
can
up.
Can we make one of them dye their hair? Or
get, can we just get rid of them?
That is true. They look exactly the same.
Can we make one of them maybe
act
get,
the same.
Get gauges or, you know, like a special necklace they have to wear that signifies which one's which?
That's why I was wondering, because I'm like, why is Jake Paul the one up in his face, like, running his mouth?
Floyd would have actually tried to whoop him in the street.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> Oh, boy. That's
Floyd
funny.
Have a brother?
Okay. You trying to get him the tag team in there?
Is that what's happening?
Can we get a four-man fight?
Just turned into a street fight at that point, I'd say. But yeah, no, that was a little bit of action there. I guess trying to get some hype for the, you know, for the fight, stuff like that. But yeah, no, kind of got into a little bit of a tussle. Nothing too crazy, obviously. Oh, like weird. Nobody came out injured or anything. But
honestly, do you guys think this fight's legit?
No,
at all. Like, is there any legitness at all in this?
I think Floyd's just gonna wipe the floor with the kid.
But you do think it's like an actual, like, they're actually gonna be full fledged, like,
I hope so. I hope they're not out there, and I hope, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, Askren took a dive, and I was like, I don't know if that's the case, and I hope that's not something they're trying to set a trend for. Hope it's legit, and, you know, Floyd just gives this kid the works a little bit, but we'll see. I'm tired of the Paul brothers. It's nuts that some of these people that can like become famous the way they do and stuff like that, and they are able to stick around. It's just, I respect the hustle, but at the same time, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Ugh. I hate this disrespect of just the sport, honestly. Like, I hate to sound like the old timer here or whatever, but like, really though, like, and I guess it was a boom to boxing because boxing was kind of down anyways. Yeah. So I guess it has helped it out. But like, is this really the way we really need these YouTubers like doing this? Like just pulling these, oh, I got your hat, like a little 10-year-old. Like, what are we doing? I just watched that. I'm like, man, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like, I think more people could tell you who won, like, all these celeb fights than actually won, like, the actual, like, boxing event this past weekend.
No idea who any of the current champions are.
Exactly. No, like, I think people could tell you.
Lovchenko? I know that guy's name.
There you go. At least he got a name. But, yeah, I think more people could just tell you about these celebrity matches than, like, the actual sport of boxing in the, it's just the way, it's trending. I don't know. These guys have that big following like that, and it's just today's day and age, I guess. It's weird. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but whatever. Hopefully Floyd knocks some sense into both of these guys one day. That's kind of what I'm pulling for here. But, all right, we'll catch a quick break. Come back with some.
You're rooting for the Pauls.
I am rooting for the Pauls.
Why is that? Just the underdog? Is that what this is?
I'm pro chaos.
I was going to ask this before we go to break, like, once they lose, like, this whole thing's over, right? Like it's over. Like, nobody's going to care about these guys once they lose.
I think it's going to lose a lot of steam.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's my process, right? It's just like, once they lose, nobody cares about it anymore. It's just the fact they keep winning. That's what makes it so crazy, too.
Who did Logan Paul beat the first time? I swear, I thought he lost.
I have no idea who was who or who's fought who, but one of them's beat Nate Robinson.
That was Jake.
Ben Askren.
That was Jake.
Jake as well.
They both? That was the same person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, he's the one that's a better fighter for sure.
Well, I think we should just combine them into one person as, like, boxers.
Yeah, we should eliminate one of them off the face of the earth. That's my vote.
Logan Paul did lose, actually.
Yeah
you're right. Yeah. KSI was the celebrity lost to.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he lost to a celebrity.
And then he's going to fight Floyd. See, what are we doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Floyd's.
What are we doing?
I don't understand.
It's really bad.
People are honestly super confused too, and think it's Jake fighting him. And what? I think that's why it's got as much hype.
Also, like, doesn't this?
I won't remember who's fighting him tomorrow.
And don't you think this makes it less legit when you think, like, there's no way that they would actually let these two guys just like go in a ring and go at it?
What they're probably gonna do is like
danger.
After Floyd beats Logan's ass, then it's gonna be like,
Jake's gonna call
retribution
him out
for him to like for his brother, and then
Jake's gonna call him out and be like, you know what, gotta avenge my brother a little bit here, and you know, get back.
We're turning boxing into the WWE slowly but surely.
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Some people love the WWE.
WWE is terrible. That's what's wrong with it.
Ooh. Don't tell that to John, man. Don't tell that to him.
I'll text him right now and I'll tell him. I don't care. What's John gonna do?
Take that chair back.
Yeah, most likely.
If I wanted to watch acting, I'd just watch a movie.
Fair enough. Oh, but yeah, I guess that is one of the stories that kind of was big yesterday, going around the timeline, stuff like that on the interwebs. But we'll come back on the other side, hit some more stuff that was going on around the sports world. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program as Charlie just randomly walks out. Okay.
He had some food delivered. I think that's what it was.
Very confused about that.
He just really
weird timing.
We're coming back. He walks out. But back here on the program, had some sad news yesterday come out, kind of relating to college football, NFL, stuff like that. Sam Ellinger's, we all know him, the quarterback former quarterback for Texas, now with the Colts, got drafted in the draft the past weekend. His brother And also a Texas linebacker, Jake Ellinger, was found dead right off campus yesterday. No cause of death has been reported. The police don't consider it suspicious or anything. But they really do not know what is going on or, like, what happened here.
What does that even mean, that the cops don't, like, seem as suspicious, like, that somebody didn't kill him?
Yeah, they don't think he was, like, it was a homicide or anything like that. I think it was just, you know, something happened. I mean, he was a rising junior at Texas. He didn't really play or anything, but, I mean, obviously people around Texas know that name, know that last name, know that family. Lots of condolences going out to them. Just tough break for their family. Like, they lost their dad in 2013 from a heart attack at, like, age 46. So, like, that family's been through it a lot, it seems like. So, everybody's kind of keeping them in their thoughts and prayers. But just tough situation out there in Austin. And, yeah, there's been no details really came out on it yet. Doesn't seem like they have any information at all.
Kind of strange. He was found off of campus. It says in a residential neighborhood less than a mile off of the campus. So
he probably lives there, right? Or no?
I mean, possibility.
I assume he lives there.
I'm sure he lives off campus.
Mm-hmm. You would think so.
If he's a junior.
Yeah, you would think so.
I mean,
so.
My thing
junior,
is, like, was he found, like, I just, like you said, not a lot of details have been released.
Yeah, there's been very few details. Like, we don't know
if he was,
like,
about,
in a house.
Is found?
Like,
that was my question. Like, it says, like, kind of in a residential neighborhood. It makes me think he was, like, found kind of on the street or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, we haven't seen a ton of details. Of course, if we see anything come out, we'll let you know. But just sad story coming out from, you know, Austin out that direction. And, yeah, just tough for that family. So everybody's kind of trying to keep them in their thoughts. Because, yeah, I'm a, like we said, he's a redshirt junior. I think he was only 20 years old. Like,
yeah,
crazy that, you know, randomly losing people that young. So, tough break there for that family. Just rough all around.
Yeah, that's sad. It is.
Yeah, it was sad news coming out yesterday for sure. Came out of nowhere, but, besides that, wasn't really a ton of other college football news kind of coming out yesterday, anything like that. I don't know if we mentioned Tennessee got, like, a preferred walk-on. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Heupel still getting it done, I guess. But some receiver out of Alabama is coming up here as a preferred walk-on this year. It's a 2021 class, so I'm assuming he will be on campus relatively shortly. Besides that, nothing too crazy in the college football
world. Did you guys
see
what Nick Saban responded to?
Jimbo.
Oh, what did he say?
Basically, I don't know. Was he? What did? When did Jimbo say this? Did he say this separately?
Yeah. So Jimbo was at the Touchdown Club meeting for Texas A&M's boosters down in Houston. They asked him about Nick Saban and, you know, or when he retires. Blah blah blah. What are you waiting for? You think you can beat him? Then Jimbo Fisher emphatically said that they were going to, you know, whoop him around and all this other stuff, and confidently talked about how it
was. The direct quote was, we're going to beat his ass when he's there. Don't worry. Pretty bold. And then Saban, basically what he replied and just said, what, in golf? He got asked about what Fisher said and just pretty much said, yeah, he's going to beat me in golf. Is that what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the big talk going in. So, like, that game was that A&M could, like, keep it close with them.
Yeah.
Didn't they play, second game? Yeah, it was second game of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, everybody thought A&M, was going to be, you know, legit enough to compete, but.
For next year? Haynes King.
Will he be better than Kellermann?
Probably. I mean, I think Kellermann sucks.
I also do, so.
I mean, you know who Haynes King is, right? The dude that Chaney went after when he thought Harrison Bailey sucked. Right before the recruiting class ended. So, I mean, and of course we didn't get him. He went to A&M.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be the quarterback, though.
Okay. We did kind of have a fun story in college football, actually. Charlie, I know you're big in the FCS football a little bit.
Tomorrow's a big day. Semifinals.
Oh, yeah, semifinals for sure there. That is big for Vim.
Just block out like 30 minutes to preview those games later.
Yeah, we'll see. But did you see what Presbyterian College did? They hired one of the most unconventional high school coaches in the country.
I'm so excited.
Kevin Kelly. He's basically the guy known as the coach that doesn't punt onside kicks every time.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, he has taken his first, D1 collegiate job with FCS Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Go Blue Hose. Okay.
Yeah,
is that where it is?
Been to a football camp over there. Yeah, the Blue Hose. Been to a football camp over there. Not the best facilities, but
where's it at?
Really hope
South Carolina, if I remember right.
I don't know. I really
hope it works at Presbyterian.
Oh, yeah, it would be super fun to see see that kind of strategy. He's a big analytics guy. People like Bill Belichick have talked highly of this guy, saying, as far as going to say that he thinks he's the best high school football coach in the country. Things like that. So, this guy's got some hype around him. He's got his first, decent level job going into next year. He's been doing this unconventional style of play since about 2003, and it's turned into 9 state championships. So,
really?
Yeah.
It's worked out for him. He's been a dominant force in Arkansas, is where he was coaching high school ball. But, it would be really interesting to see, he's not going to punt. He's going to onside kick after every score.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
It worked in high school.
Oh, yeah, in high school. Come on. Kicking it onsides every time, never punting. Like, you're either going to...
It works.
Come on, Chuck. What is this, Madden?
High
school's fine. He started 2003 and won 9 state championships.
High school's fine. What are we talking about? He probably has more talent than everybody else.
No, he doesn't. He took over... He was playing IMG. He was playing Ravenwood. He dominated Ravenwood, a team that has...
High school. You could do anything in high school. Teams could run the triple option. They could run spread. Or you could pretty much do anything as long as you have a decent quarterback and an okay coaching staff. That's all you need. High school, don't even bring that to the table. Kicking on sides every time. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, it might work. What are we doing? No, it hasn't worked. It's never worked. That's why literally nobody does it. Nobody. Everybody punts. Everybody kicks off deep. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Why don't people do it more then? Just because some guy was doing it where? South Carolina?
Arkansas.
He's doing well in Arkansas. Wow.
It also is
really crazy.
It's private school level in Arkansas, so I'm not really sure of the competition, to be honest with you.
So
they also do not have that many good Division I athletes on their team. I watched a documentary about it.
You said they don't have...
No, I'll let Chuck say what he's going to say, and then I'll talk about it.
Yeah, so he's done it without top-tier SEC, Power 5 talent.
Oh, like Hunter Henry.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He had Hunter Henry.
I'm talking on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I know.
And he has traveled to play schools in other states, like schools in Tennessee, like your IMG academies, that are full of nothing but Power 5 talent, and he's still beating them despite the talent of advantage in favor of the other schools. He's won 9 state championships. I mean, is that not proof enough that this could at least maybe work?
Again, high school, college, it's a very different animal. You got guys on the kickoff team who shouldn't be on the field at all. They shouldn't be playing football. This is not going to work. There's just no way. Every single time you're kicking onsides.
Yeah, because analytics
Analytics tell you what? That you should give the other team's offense the ball at the 40-yard line every time?
What he was saying analytically was it's more valuable to run 4 offensive plays than punting and risking the field position. He's like, that extra play for, in his opinion, on stats wise, was more valuable than what you lose field position.
Okay, and buddy, what if it's 4th and 25? You still going for it there, big guy? Huh?
Maybe.
Like, is he still throwing up a Hail Mary?
He punts very rarely, but he has punted before. But especially at the high school level, high school doesn't always have the most, greatest punters in the world. So he kind of values that extra play a little more than that. And as far as onside kicks, he's like, yeah, the chance to get I know it's not technically a turnover, but it's basically the same effect as a turnover. He's like, the chance to get a turnover there outweighs the fact that you're giving it to them, almost midfield, stuff like that. So, He also loves the blitz a ton because he's like, sacks are more valuable than, you know, if you give up a first down. He's like, sacks change the game more than a first down. So
this guy's played too much Madden is what's going on here.
He's got a you know, interesting way of going about it, and he's going to try and see if it works at the collegiate level. I'm interested to see how it goes. This past year, he went 13-0 in high school. He beat Ravenwood.
Yeah.
He came up here and beat Ravenwood. It was a close game, though.
Yeah. They also lost to Ravenwood last year.
Beat a team in Texas. Not sure how good they are. 50-25. Beat a team in Virginia, 31-20.
Back-to-back state titles, though, I'm pretty sure. They won that.
How did they win? They won a game 64-27, but yeah, it was in four overtimes.
Yeah, that's definitely wrong. It's probably 64-57.
That's I was like, how do you have a 40?
How many Blue Hose football games, Draven?
What are they called?
The Blue Hose.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say,
Blue Hose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, was if you're interested in watching this, like even the listeners at home, like there's – overtime, like the, you know, overtime, who like goes, does Phil's high school stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
They did an actual like series on this team. It was from the 2019 season, but it came out last fall on YouTube. And it was like 15, 20 minute episodes. It came out like every week, just pretty much following them the whole season. And it was like super interesting. I watched the whole thing, like when it would come out every week and just like keep up with them and just like the decisions he would make. He's a little crazy. But he doesn't. I don't think he ever cusses at the players. But he like just like says the weird. Like he's kind of crazy. He says like the weirdest stuff like that are not cuss words, but sound like they should be cuss words.
Yeah.
So this is your guys' up and coming mastermind. The guy that says crazy words that nobody understands. The guy that goes for it on every fourth down. Well, kick it outside.
That's not necessarily true. He punted a few times. I'm pretty sure I watched.
Yeah.
When it's like inside like the 10-yard line, he'll punt. His own 10-yard line.
Yeah.
But doesn't kick field goals. But, I've seen him go for, like, 4th and 30. And what is interesting, though, is they have, like, their most important position on the team is kicker. So they have, like,
onside specialist?
Yeah. They had, like,
in the young way.
Yeah. They had, like, two or three different kickers on the team. And they had, like, 10 different onside kicks. I'm not kidding about it. They're like play calls. Like he'll go out there and he'll say like call like it's called. I remember this one they did was called Copter, and they'd lay the ball down.
Oh, where does that spin
on its side and just kick one side and just. And they, I swear, they would get it a lot. They had a girl kicker on the team, the one that's on YouTube. They got it from the soccer team, and it was like. He would yell at her too. It was pretty funny. Just like losing his mind with this girl. She's like, oh, I didn't mean to. Like his biggest pet peeve was just like kicking an onside kick that wouldn't go 10 yards.
Mm.
He just loses his mind. Like it's gotta go 10 yards out there on the field.
Gotta get it back. Yeah. This guy sounds like a great coach.
It was just crazy to see like all the different onside kicks they had. None of them were like the traditional one you see in like the NFL.
Well, sounds like he can at least be a special teams coordinator if head coaching at the next level doesn't work out. But
I don't know. He doesn't have much experience on anything other than kickoff.
That's fair.
Experience on extra point or punt.
Wait until this guy dominates the FCS, moves up into Division I, FBS, dominates there, gets hired as the next coach of the Cowboys, and then you're forced to root for him.
That would be hilarious.
That would be quite the timeline of events.
It's the darkest timeline.
But, like, Chuck, come on now. Like, you know these trends of, like, trying to do stuff different. Like, it might work for a year or two, but it never really works out, especially on a big scale level.
I think
honestly.
I think the reason why it's not on large scale is because people are afraid to look like dumbasses if it doesn't work, and this dude's not. Yeah. Like if you – this would never make it in the NFL. But let's just say – let's shoot the Cowboys, for instance. If Mike McCarthy did this and they – I don't know. Let's say they went 4-2 in six games. The games they lost, they would absolutely railroad him. Everybody would nationwide for, doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. They were doing this past year.
No, they weren't, Draven. They weren't kicking on –
going forward on that punt
down
at their own 30-yard line on Thanksgiving – maybe not.
That
to
wasn't
the same
his call, but
maybe
I mean,
not to the same degree. Whatever. He's the head coach. I mean, he's got the last say on stuff like that.
But you should have said, like, they would absolutely kill him. Like,
exactly.
It would be enough to get him fired.
That's why it's not going to work at a collegiate scale, because there is a little bit more pressure. Yeah, high school, fine, especially when you already have a decent team and you're already dominating.
He's enough to do it, and the school's already hired him with the expectation that he will. So they're not.
Calm down. It's not like he got a great job based on his unbelievable analytics. He's been Presbyterian. It's not like he's, like, striking gold over here, buddy, from his great football mind.
From high school straight to FCS is, like, legitimately pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually you have to.
I mean, he's skipping Division III and Division II.
Yeah.
And assistant jobs at the college.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, Draven, you're wrong again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Assistant Power 5.
You really do think this is going to work out.
Division II head coach.
I think it could. You just sound like a clown and a hater.
Again.
You sound like a hater.
Again. We've seen trends like this happen in the NFL and college football. We've seen stuff
We haven't.
Yes, we've had.
Not to the extent of this.
We've had different ideas. We've had the Wildcat with its little run when everybody was running the Wildcat all the time, and then it died out, and then it was all about just spreading it out completely, and everybody was running the spread in the NFL. And then it started to die out. The read option stuff has died out. Like, we've seen this happen. New trends come into play, and then it usually dies out.
We'll see. I'm intrigued to see if it works. I think it has the possibility of being really fun if it does, have success. Let's see who they got. They don't have a ton of people on their schedule yet already for next year.
You just name the spread, the wild, like, that's not the same concept as the way
it's not, but it's running things differently. It's doing things different than everybody else.
I mean, we haven't seen this before. Like, we haven't seen anything similar than just completely changing the way you play the game?
I've seen it. I've seen a lot of people play Madden. A lot of people do this, Chuck. A lot of people do this. This is real life here, okay? This is real life. By the way, like, I hope he hires one hell of a defense coordinator, a guy with a lot of patience, because if I'm that defense coordinator, man, and you're going for it all the time, onside kicking all the time, giving me these short fields, I'm not going to be too happy. Just saying.
At least you got to know that's what you're expecting going in.
They're just trying to outscore everybody. They're not really, like, looking to play defense. A lot of their games was kind of like what Cam said. It's like 60-something to 50-something usually what they try to do. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to steal. Like, that's what his philosophy is. Like, he's trying to steal one or two possessions
and
every game.
Isn't that more of a loser mentality than doing this? I feel like that's more of a loser mentality. It's almost like, hey, we got to do everything to get an advantage instead of just being just stop a team. Just stop them. Why do you have to keep doing these onside kicks and keep going for it? Just freaking stop him. Play some defense.
He basically kept referring to, like, onside kicks as, like, turnovers, and he's like, I value turnovers way more than field position. So, worst case, like, we're giving them the ball a little closer. Best case, we get a turnover and, you know, we get an extra possession. So, he's weighing the odds there. He's weighing the statistics. He thinks it's worked for him, and, you know,
their offense is really good.
But we can also all agree, like, high school kickoff teams, like, especially return teams, they're probably not the best. Like, some teams are not ready, especially if they are getting creative with the onside kicks. Mm. Most kickers don't even kick it deep anyway, so people are squibbing it all over the place anyways.
You think, like, FCS return teams are super, super higher level?
They, I would imagine, are better than high school level. I imagine the kickers can about get it to the end zone when most high school kickers can't, right? Like, I think we could all agree on
that's
that.
Fair.
We could all agree that they're probably going to be a little bit more prepared than a bunch of 16-year-olds out there trying to recover an onside kick.
I don't know, dude. Like, beating Ravenwood, that's impressive.
Well, we keep bringing up Ravenwood. Ravenwood.
I mean, that's just one of the examples of trust me, I hate Ravenwood, like, more than I hate most things that have ever existed and will ever exist in the history of humanity. But, I mean, it's just an example of them playing a team with excellent talent.
Okay.
And it's still working.
But we'll see how this plays out.
We'll see in college.
Could be interesting.
Different animal.
They'll definitely probably have an eye out on them. You know,
the rest of your life.
Are we talking about what is a blue hose? Is it literal?
What it was?
We're not talking like hose. Like, where the hose at? We're talking.
I know.
Like
hose. I looked it up. I had to look it up. I was like, well, what is that? What is a blue hose?
I couldn't even get close to telling you what it is.
Okay.
I don't think it's quite literally like a blue, like the color blue, and then just like a hose.
Something you keep close to your heart.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
Isn't
it? Hey, look it up. Figure it out.
Well, isn't hose like, that's like a synonym for what's like stuff that women wear
Like pantyhose?
Yeah, it looks like that.
You're right.
I certainly don't think they're pantyhose.
It says the nickname Blue Hose began in the early 1900s, and sports writers referred to the Presbyterian College athletic team as the Blue Stockings because of the blue socks they wore. So pretty similar.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we got background there. We're learning things.
Two for two today.
Okay.
Learn something new every day.
All right, well, we're going to catch a break, come back on the other side, switch gears a little bit. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All eyes are still on Aaron Rodgers as he's still trying to, I guess, somewhat force his way out of Green Bay. One writer was kind of talking today and comparing the situation to basically Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton. And when they drafted Andy Dalton and Carson Palmer trying to force his way out of Cincinnati, stuff like that.
Wasn't it crazy that Carson Palmer did that and he wasn't even good? Or he wasn't even... Didn't even really win, like, any playoff games, hardly, Cincinnati.
I mean, he didn't really, but... I mean, he ended up being fine when he left Arizona, but they basically, you know, Cincinnati traded Carson Palmer, and they basically had a quote back then. They're like, well, the principal development for trading Palmer has been Andy Dalton, who has shown himself to be one of the best and most exciting young quarterbacks in the NFL. And they're talking about how he could be a cornerstone for a long time. So this writer's kind of comparing the Rodgers situation to that and like, hey, if Jordan Love comes out here to camp and he's showing out in camp, then it would make it a lot easier for them to obviously be like, you know what? Fine, Aaron. Fine. We'll ship you out. We'll get a bunch of picks. Stuff like that.
That's true in every single case as well. Like, I think Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes, I think if Mahomes wasn't ready, they would have kept Alex Smith maybe another year and let that ride out. But they knew, like, hey, it's Mahomes guy. He's special. He's doing probably crazy things in practice. So let's go ahead and trade him, get rid of him. I think there's definitely some truth to that.
And if they think about it, like, if you put into perspective, too, like, we've measured it plenty of times on the show. It seems like the formula now for getting to the, you know, to the Super Bowl, to winning Super Bowls, is having a quarterback on a cheap contract so you can fill out the rest of the roster with good talent. Do you, you know, ship Aaron Rodgers out of there, just have Jordan Love, don't have any, you know, Aaron taking up a big chunk of your cap. Maybe they go out and sign the receiver, sign some other guys, do some stuff. And also, you know, you get draft picks and stuff back from him as well. Maybe you get some nice young talent, and you think you can make that leap to still being, you know, competitive and a contender, even without Rodgers at the helm there. Obviously, I think it's going to come down to, like, yeah, how it plays out kind of in training camp. Like, yeah, if Jordan Love looks like, you know, something special in training camp, which obviously he probably didn't last year since he wasn't even active for any games, really, but... Maybe he's taking a step. Maybe he's been working in the offseason. Maybe they like what they see. Or they just talk. It may not even be that they like what they see. They may just be like talk themselves into liking what they see because of the Rodgers situation. Be like, you know, no, we're fine with this.
Like, it's like, two or three interceptions. He made that one good throw, though. That kind of looks like Rodgers. Exactly. He rolled out, made a deep throw.
It's
that,
like,
looked cool.
When you go golfing and all you remember is that one shot on 16. Where
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the 18 balls you lost.
By the way, Chuck, you know, Cam bringing all this up brings up a point. I said, you know, signing a veteran quarterback, was that yesterday, day before? I said it probably means Jordan Love stinks. This report kind of sounds like, Jordan Love, he might stink. The fact that they're not even like... kind of mentioning him or even kind of throwing some trust into him a little bit. Just saying.
I also think at the same time, you can't really hammer the we trust Jordan Love thing right now because that just more of like makes the riff, I think, greater with Rodgers. If you're just like, oh, well, we trust Jordan Love, he'd be like, oh, fine then.
Hell, this
you
rift.
You stay with Jordan Love then.
I mean, is it going to make it that much worse? Like, Rodgers created this rift. You might as well just, again, I think you just got to ride this out. I think you just got to. Ride it out.
I think they should keep Aaron Rodgers and then bench him.
Just completely kill his pride.
Yeah, just all right. You know, if you want to play this game, we will too. We'll spite our own season just to spite you.
I don't know if they go
that far.
Ultimate
troll move.
But it also, you know, also he would have to have all of those conditions met that he wanted, stuff like that too. You know. Come back and be with the team, things like that. Mm-hmm. But that's still getting, you know, situation that's going to have lots of eyes on it in the next few weeks. Like, rookie minicamp started for a few teams today. I think the Jets among one of those teams. So, Sam or Zach Wilson out there getting his first action a little bit out there with the Jets. I think the rest of the minicamps start next week as well. We got a schedule release next week. Uh-oh. That's going to be fun. Yeah. See exactly where these games lay out on the schedule. We already have the teams, obviously, but it's always nice to see, you know, kind of how it lays out because it does kind of somewhat affect things to an extent.
Do we already know the first game, though?
No, I don't think so. I think everything's dropping on the 12th.
You got any guesses, anyone?
The first game? I don't know who the Bucks have on their schedule, but I'm honestly going to assume it's going to be the Bucks versus. It could be Bucks New England, to be honest, but I don't know if they'd send.
This year, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if they'd send Tampa Bay up to New England.
I think they do like a first game. I could see Buccaneers Packers if they do play. I'm not sure they play because the Packers got the one in the North. The Bucks were the two, so they may not be playing. But if they do, I mean, the rematch of the NFC Championship game.
They do not play.
They do not play. Okay.
Never mind. I could see Bucks Bills.
They're going to throw an AFC. I feel like they usually do an NFC kind of amped game for that first.
Well, they sometimes do like former, like the past Super Bowl matchups.
Yeah, too, or so. That. Yeah, I agree on that one. But bringing like a random AFC team, they usually don't do.
Yeah, I don't think they play the Chiefs this year, so probably not that.
The Bucks play everyone in their division twice, obviously.
Of course.
The NFC East, the AFC East, and then the Indianapolis Colts. As well as the Rams, Bears, and
Cowboys, Buccaneers to open up. If you really want some views there in that first Thursday night game, hey, that's how you do it.
I mean, it's possible.
Panthers and New York Football Giants Thursday night football open the season.
Yeah, that's what people want to see.
Jeez,
give us Jets Panthers.
Sam Darnold back in the Big
Apple.
I believe
Tampa Bay being in that game for sure as the opening night game goes. But that'll be interesting to see that schedule come out next week and see how that kind of plays out the stuff.
Who was it last year? Kansas City and who?
Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Texans Chiefs. I guess because they had that comeback against them. And so it probably will be somebody that, you know, they caught in the regular season.
I would say Saints, but I just don't know if the Saints expectation-wise. Don't really have much of a storyline there. Jameis Winston versus Brady. Nobody really cares about that.
Yeah, not to the same extent, for sure.
Give me Bucks Bills, guys. I'm telling you.
I would be mad at it. I would not be mad at it at all. Other quick little NFL news. Tom Brady invited Kyle Trask to start throwing with him. You know,
taking him under his wing, huh?
Yeah. Dang. When did Aaron call Jordan Love up and be like, hey, let's throw the football? Hasn't happened.
Right.
But, Trask says Brady has reached out to him. I think I also saw something about, like, Brady buying, like, a $6 million yacht or something. Like,
why not? Oh,
Lord of mercy. I guess why not? If you got the money, why not get out there and do what you got to do? Wasn't really a ton of NFL news either, coming out today recently, but this is just all eyes on Aaron Rodgers, it kind of seems like. And we'll kind of see where that leads. Now, it's going to be an interesting path. A lot of people still seem to kind of think that Denver has a possibility of being a trade partner and getting a hold of Aaron Rodgers. That'd be pretty something out there, but not sure if that's gonna actually come to fruition. We'll see though. Aaron is very stubborn. I still lean the Jeopardy thing. I think he's just gonna go Jeopardy, man.
Yeah,
that's what I kind of think. Like, why deal with this? Like, I understand you're gonna lose money, stuff like that, but you got so much money from just your playing career, endorsement deals. I don't think he'd be hurting giving that money back at all. So,
by the way, I did see an interesting stat.
30 mil.
What do you say? 30 mil?
Yeah, that's what he was, something like that.
That's what he paid back. That's so much for anyone.
But I was saying this stat. The Packers, the whole notion of them not, you know, drafting players in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, you realize, like, they've had so – all the receivers have been hits, like, in the second round. Devontae Adams, second-round pick, like, we know how good he was. Randall Cobb, second-round pick. I mean, pretty good career. Pretty good career. Jordy Nelson, he's second all time in Packers receiving touchdowns. Greg Jennings, we know how good Greg Jennings was. Yeah,
played the
back in the day.
Broken leg.
You know, just saying.
When you have an elite quarterback, that gives you the luxury of not needing to draft those kind of players in the first round. Go look at the elite quarterbacks out there. How many of them are getting first-round receivers?
Tom Brady in New England got N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, I was going to say Brady. And, I mean, maybe that was kind of a reason Brady left as well. I mean, lack of weapons, all that.
N'Keal Harry?
I mean, his first-round receiver. That was just the first one that popped in my head, the most recent ones.
I mean, Drew Brees, did he get any?
They didn't. I think Thomas. Did he go first round?
No, he was.
I was like, I don't think he did.
He was
later. Second round.
Yeah.
I mean, Falcons took Calvin Ridley.
Matt Ryan got his
Ridley and Julio.
Patrick Mahomes.
It didn't take.
No.
Hardman was in the.
Hardman was
the second
rounder. So they haven't picked a receiver for him.
Mm-mm.
Russell Wilson. Neither of those. None of those
DK
guys.
DK wasn't
first.
Lockett wasn't.
Deshaun Watson. None of those guys are first rounders.
Hopkins wasn't first round.
He might have been.
He was way before. I mean, the
time. Yeah, I know he
Watson.
Was. Yeah,
yeah.
Was before Watson, but.
It's basically what you're saying is
it's not super common when you have an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
You can just draft someone day two.
Yeah, no, you're right. You can fill out other holes, and you expect your quarterback to elevate your roster for sure. But like, yeah, no, I don't know. It's I guess Aaron's just, you know, it's kind of weird there, but he did want another elite guy to kind of pair with Adams out there. They've had so many like injuries and just like, you know, like a revolving door of guys, though. I think it's kind of his thing there. It's just like we're cycling in all these like undrafted late round guys every couple of years. Like, just give me another guy that I know I can trust outside of Devontae Adams. So, you know, he wants a little help out there, and obviously, I think we kind of mentioned like he wants the GM gone. He's got a whole wish list of stuff that he wants done before he makes the commitment to coming back to Green Bay. I still think the fact that he's telling all these free agents that he's not going to be there is very interesting and a very bad sign if you are, Green Bay up there. It just –
You think this will
be – going to make you nervous.
Yeah. You think this will be sorted out before, like, we get to kind of fall training camp?
I lean no. I think he's still going to be – you know, having his issues, and, you know, they'll probably have to fine him, of course, for missing.
So you think it's just going to stay up in the air? Because that's my wondering now at this point. Is like, when's this going to be, like, kind of figured out a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
if
is
the
Rogers
Packers
gonna
aren't
make
willing
a decision,
to budge at all on anything, I also don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to, you know, really budge on anything. So it may just be a standoff there where they're just standing there looking at each other, waiting to see if somebody does, if either one of them does something else. So we'll kind of see there. Lots of stuff, still play out with that situation. But we're at the end of hour one on this Friday. Hour two coming at you next. We'll kind of hit headlines to kick off hour two, and we'll kind of go from there. It's stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want